How is it going, everybody? Welcome back to Social Media Marketing School. For those of you that are new here, I am your host, Ethan Bridge. And before we dive into today's episode, I just want to make sure that you've hit that follow button or that subscribe button, depending on what platform you are listening on. And if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you enjoy what you hear today, I would really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. But now we've got that out the way, I just want to start off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and let's dive straight in to today's episode. So today we're going to be talking about 5 things that could be possibly slowing your growth on Instagram. So without any further ado, let's dive straight into point number 1. And that is the hooks that you are using on your content. If you want your content to perform well, you have to grab the attention of the viewer instantly. And that comes down to your hook or your headline if you are creating a carousel or a single image post, hook being that first part of your video. If that hook is not strong, or it doesn't grab attention, or doesn't make someone think, oh, I want to watch to the end of this to find out the value they're going to provide, they aren't going to watch that video at all. And one of the most important things when it comes to your video performing well and the algorithm pushing it to a wider audience, i.e. people outside of your following so that you can get more followers, is the retention time on that video. Or in other words, how long people are watching your video for. So let's say, for example's sake, your video is 20 seconds long and somebody watches 10 seconds of that video, you've got a 50% retention rate. If you've got 20 seconds is the average, you've got a 100% retention rate. Now, the higher that number is, the better. But in order to get that number off the ground in the first place, your hook needs to be great. And if it's not, one, someone's not going to watch your video. Two, they're probably going to go, oh, all right, there's another post for me to scroll onto on the next. That one's going to be better than this one. Again, they're not going to watch your video. And three, because they're not watching your video, you aren't going to get many views. And because you're not getting many views, you're not going to get more followers. So very simple. Improve your hooks, grab that attention, and you're far more likely to get more followers because your content will reach more people. Moving on to number 2, and that is when people only post when they feel like it. You can't just post 1 or 2 pieces of content on Instagram a week now and expect to grow. If it were that easy, everyone would have a huge following and be making a ton of money on Instagram. And that simply isn't the case. You have to have discipline. You have to post daily. And some people have the discipline to post 2 or 3 times a day. And you've got to remember, if you're a creator, competing against people that do have the discipline to post in that way, i.e. every single day or twice a day or more than twice a day, you are never ever going to beat that individual if you're just posting when you want, which could be once or twice a week. If I really wanted to just do what I wanted to do, I would only post once or twice a week. Content creation is not easy. Not everyone's cut out for it. You have to come up with content ideas. You have to spend time recording or editing. You have to spend time then posting. There are thousands of other things I can be doing with my time, but I know that I have to be posting content every single day if I want to grow my audience, if I want to get clients for my business, and that's why I do it. I have the discipline to post every single day or at least 5-6 times a week. So have the discipline to post consistently. Don't just post when you feel like it, because you will never succeed, because there is always going to be someone out there working harder than you. Moving on to point number 3, and that's that you only post sales-based content. It's all about give and take when it comes to growing an audience on social media. You cannot expect to grow an audience if all you do is ask for something in return. If you are constantly trying to sell to your audience, what's the point in them following you? What do they get in return
for following you? Nothing. Because you're being selfish and trying to constantly take from them. If you want to grow your audience, you have to give back. You have to provide value and find the perfect balance between value-based content and sales-based content. You probably can't even create sales-based content until you've provided enough value-based content for people to trust you and see you as an authority within whatever you do. Because until you've done that, you're not going to be seen as an expert, and why would anyone want to buy from you in the first place? So it's all about providing that value in the first hand. And there's a great philosophy from Gary Vaynerchuk where he calls it jab, 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 right hook. The jabs being the value that you provide to your audience, the right hook then being the ask. But there's got to be way more jabs landed, the value, before you can throw that right hook and ask for something in return. Because you haven't built up that trust. You haven't built up that thought of, this content creator's provided me with so much value, I owe them something in return. Because until you've got to that point, it's never going to happen. Even if you do post sales-based content, no one's going to buy from you. So you've got to put in the time, put in the effort to build that trust with your audience, show that you are an expert, so that when you do ask eventually, people will buy from you. So find a good balance. I'd argue that majority of your feed-based content should be value-based content with very few sales-based content in between. This is Instagram specific, by the way. And your sales-based content should be shown within your stories, because the people that view your stories are the ones that are most interested in you and your content. They want to see the behind the scenes. They want to see the extra value. So if you're doing the sales-based content there, fantastic. But you want to be providing all the value within your feed-based content to draw in that greater audience, get those new followers, so that they then funnel into watching your story content, which is where you do the selling, because people get to see you in that raw form, where not only do you provide more value, but build that trust, and it's easier to convert that way. So try and find that good balance between sales-based content and value-based content. And if you provide more value than you ask for in return, people are far more likely to follow you. So that's what you need to be doing. Now, so many people do not analyze their insights. Data is key when it comes to becoming a better content creator and building your audience. So many people go in blind when it comes to content creation and go, why on earth did that not work? And they may even try it again. The definition of insanity is trying something on repeat, expecting to achieve a different result. You've got to have a look at the analytics. You've got to have a look at the data. Understand why something worked or why something didn't work. If it worked, double down and do more of it. If it didn't work, why didn't it work? Improve on that thing, or don't create content based on that thing again, because people don't like to see it. If you start a series of content that your audience loves, don't just then forget about that series. Rinse that series for all it's worth. Bring in new audience members because of it. And then if it starts to die down and doesn't work as well anymore, then you pivot. Don't always think the grass is greener. Don't always try and look for that better thing. If something's working, stick at it. Take everything you can from that thing and double down, triple down, quadruple down. I don't care. But if you see that the analytics are telling you that something's working well, best believe you better keep focusing on that thing. But if you aren't even looking at your analytics at all and you're going in blind expecting something to work well and it doesn't, that's on you. Analyze your insights. Work out why things are working. Do more of those things. Work out why things aren't working, do less of those things. Now, the final thing I want to talk about, and this is more of a psychological standpoint, and that is never compare yourself to other content creators, especially content creators that are bigger than you and have been around for longer than you. These creators, yeah, you may see them now and they may be performing very well with regards to their content and growing really, really fast. And you may be looking at them going, why are they growing quicker than I am? What are they doing differently? But the only reason you found them now is probably because they've been creating content for months, if not years. But you haven't seen all that work that they've put in. You are on your own journey as a creator. You can take inspiration from other creators, aspire to be like others, but never, ever compare. Because the moment you start comparing is the moment you start getting discouraged, because you look at things and go, why am I not working in the same way? Why is my content not performing well? What am I doing wrong? And then you get discouraged and you quit. Remember that you're on your own journey. Some people will go quicker than others. Some people will grow slower than others. That's just how it is. There's an element of luck and timing in everything you do. But if you stick at the work, if you keep doing what you need to be doing, keep posting consistently, keep pushing yourself out of your comfort zone to become a better creator, to post better content, to keep posting, to get more clients, to prove your results, to build expertise. If you keep doing those things, you will succeed. Trust me. So just keep going. Never compare, and you'll get there eventually. So those are five things that could potentially be slowing your Instagram growth. If you change, you're more likely to grow your following. Now, if you got any value at all from today's podcast episode and you want to receive even more value from me for free, there are two more things you can actually do. The first being downloading my free complete guide to success on Instagram ebook. It's 83 pages. It took me over a month to write, and it will probably be the best free resource you've downloaded in a long time, if not forever. So the link to that will be the first one in the show notes. And the next thing you need to do is go and apply to join the private social media marketing school Facebook group. It's exclusive. There are entry questions. I will only let people in that I feel as if can benefit the group and fit the needs of that group. But that's not to say you won't get let in, and no hard feelings if you don't. But inside that, I will do live Q&As every now and again. I might even release a podcast episode or two early in there. And there are free mini trainings and just extra value from me and other community members. So that will also be in the show notes. Two links. First one, the ebook. Second one, the Facebook group. So I hope you get value from the free ebook, and I hope to see you inside the Facebook group. Now, that does wrap up today's podcast episode, but if you want to hear more from the podcast, make sure you've hit that subscribe button or that follow button, depending on what platform you are listening on. That way you are never going to miss an episode when I post one. But if you are listening on Apple Podcasts and you did enjoy what you heard today, I would really, really appreciate if you head over to the show page, scroll to the bottom, and leave the podcast a 5-star rating and review. I cannot even begin to tell you just how much that helps me. And if you do, please take a screenshot of that review, send it to me on Instagram, and I will give you a shout out on my story as a thank you. But if you've got any questions with regards to anything that I've mentioned in today's episode, be sure to reach out to me on Instagram at TheEthanBridge. Send me a DM and I'll make sure I get back to you no matter what. But if you have made it to this point in the episode, I just want to finish off by saying thank you all for tuning in, and I will see you in the next one.